You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Well, good morning, and praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
This is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, and we are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number where you can reach us is 321-255-6999. And I always say, remember, if you do not have a home church, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Well, praise the Lord out there in Radio Land. Once again, we thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his love and mercy and his grace and goodness that he's spread among all of us that trust and believe in who he is and what he has done for us on Calvary's cross. He came into this world to bring forth deliverance to humanity. To save us, we needed the Lord Jesus Christ, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I want to pray today for my faith partners and radio listeners out there. I just want to inform you that the Lord Jesus Christ is soon to come.
Amen.
We've spoken about this many times in the past, but you can look at the current events and all the things that are taking place now. You know that the Lord Jesus Christ is soon to come. And when I say soon to come, we don't know exactly, but the word of God tells us that he is soon to come.
Amen.
And he's coming back for his church. He's coming back for those that believe and trust in him.
Amen.
Praise God. So I want to pray for my faith partners and radio listeners out there, even those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray when you hear this message today, if your heart is hardened, the Lord Jesus Christ, through what he has said in his word, through his holy prophets and even the men and women of God, that your heart will be softened where you will receive the eternal word of God. Most holy and all wise God.
Yes.
Once again, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray
Yes. For
all my faith partners, radio listeners, even the backslidden and the unregenerated. Lord, I pray for them right now that they would hear this message, because this message is the turning point in all of their lives.
Amen.
That do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you and praise you right now, because if you and you alone be lifted up, you said you will draw all men unto you. So Lord Jesus, we thank you right now.
Yes, we do.
You've been lifted up. You spoke of your death. And Lord God, I pray right now that men and women will be drawn unto you that do not know you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for this glorious opportunity that we can speak into the hearings of all those that have tuned into the broadcast. The ones that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're also welcome, because the purpose of this broadcast is not only to tickle the ears of anyone that's saved, it is to save those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Tickling of ears has no benefit, but the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ changes lives. And if you receive his word today, your life can be changed. And we thank God for that.
Amen.
So we want to get into 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. We want to look at the gospel. We want to see what God says that the gospel is. Many times we've listened to all kinds of preaching and things that have gone on YouTube and all these other social medias. But I want to tell you that the gospel must be preached.
Yes.
The scripture tells us that go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes, sir.
And not to preach prosperity, not to preach any of those other things that tickle the ears of people that are looking for money, people that are not concerned about their soul. I want to tell you today, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached with beyond a shadow of doubt, must be preached. And that's you that believe it and receive it will be saved.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So we want to look at 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And the subject that we want to talk about is that Jesus said in St. John 12 and verse 32, he said, "And if I be lifted up, that I will draw all men unto me." And this spake he of his death, or the death that he should die. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ has died. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
He's been lifted up. Now we want men and women, boys and girls, all those out there in Radio Land, to just stop for a moment and realize what Christ has done and hear what he said, according to Apostle Paul, the good tidings, the good news that's been brought to all of us.
Amen.
That we can receive Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And believe what his word says. Praise God. And Minister Gloria, would you read the first verse of the 15th chapter?
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you.
First of all, I want to interrupt with you for a moment when he said, moreover, brethren. He's talking to church folks.
Yes.
You know, brethren, the gospel that Paul wrote, it was never written to the unregenerated. It was written to Christians.
Yes.
And he said, moreover, brethren. So we need to keep that in mind and in a proper perspective in order to come to a solid conclusion concerning who he's speaking to and what he's saying to them that he's speaking to. Praise God.
Amen. Yeah.
Which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If.
Amen.
If is a qualifier.
Yes.
If you
keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain.
Well, we have to believe what Apostle Paul said because he received the revelation from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is not Paul's ideology. It's the word of God that
yes.
Jesus spoke to him while he was out there in that desert for 3 years there. The Lord Jesus Christ taught him what he should be saying to us. And I believe that the scriptures that he's giving us, if we hold dearly to them, the Lord Jesus Christ, through Apostle Paul, said that we will be saved.
Amen.
We yes. will be saved. Praise God. And this is why, before we go any further, Evangelist, what do you think about if Jesus said that if he's lifted up, he'll draw all men unto himself. So he's been lifted up, but why aren't men, or mankind, should I say, coming to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Pastor, I believe that men, they're not preaching the word, Pastor. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Pastor, you need to hear the infallible word of God. God said if he be lifted up, Pastor, he himself was lifted up on the cross. All you have to do is come to the cross. Jesus will lift you up with him, Pastor. We're getting away from the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings, Pastor. We got to lift Jesus up.
So if the gospel is not being preached, then people are ashamed of the gospel.
That's what the word says, Pastor.
I think that in Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul says that, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ."
Amen.
"For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek."
That's what the word says, Pastor.
Everyone has a choice to receive Christ.
Amen.
We cannot browbeat beat down anyone that at this point in time here that have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. But the most important thing is that time is winding up and we need to come closer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The ones that are saved and the ones that are not saved, we need to receive him as Lord and Savior of our lives. You have folks today that don't even go to church. They
that
sit and they
the
watch
truth,
YouTube
Pastor.
And they listen to a whole lot of other so-called gospel that's being preached on the television and violate what the Word of God says.
Amen. That's correct, Pastor.
The Bible says that forsake not to assemble yourselves together.
Amen. That's correct.
We ought to come together as the body of Christ. Amen.
That is the truth. God wants us to come together, Pastor.
Amen. Well, as we see that day approaching, and that day is that it's a terrible time that's coming, and if we don't come together as the body and draw strength one from another, we will have a serious, serious problem because the body, you can't be the body. The body of Jesus Christ is not fragmented.
Amen.
It's not scattered. It's a body. It's a local body.
Yes.
And what happens is that people today, they would rather sit in the easy chair and listen to things there on television.
Yes,
that,
Pastor.
They're looking at images from the different social medias, but that's not what the Word of God says. To come together means to come together. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful
thing?
That's
correct,
Pastor. To come together, that body comes together. And Jesus is not, his body is not fragmented.
No.
His body is not fragmented. Where the body is, or where the head is, the body is there as well. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
Yes, he is, Pastor.
The scripture tells us that. So if we sit in our own easy chair and watch the television and forget about coming into the fellowship where brothers and sisters are,
amen,
then we are actually deceiving ourselves because the scriptures does not say that.
No, Pastor.
Amen.
And the gifts of God can't work without you being in the body of Christ, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That is so true. You have to be in the body. We know that you are the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the most important thing is that iron sharpens iron.
Praise him, Pastor.
So when we come together, you may have a testimony that can uplift somebody
Amen.
Else that's in the fellowship. Praise God.
Amen,
Things
Pastor.
That you've gone through, the Lord has delivered you from, and now you're able to share that among others inside the local body. But when you find it so easy to stay home and don't come to church, and most of the folks there that are able to come to church, but they've made a decision, well, I'll sit home and watch television.
Right.
Amen. I'll sit home and watch television or do something else. But you see, Satan operates in fashions
yes,
like that.
Yes, he does.
Because the more you stay away from the body, because that's where the strength is. The strength is in the body.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Praise God. So what happens is that this is why a lot of folks are going through a whole lot of things because they have forgotten what the Word of God says. We all need each other.
Amen.
And we cannot afford to have one person there, some person some other place. Then we're showing indication that the body of Christ is divided. It's not divided.
It's not.
Well, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, they come together. Matter of fact, I need someone to find that verse of scripture. It's in Hebrew 10.
25.
Forsake not to assemble yourselves.
Yes.
It says Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen.
As the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Amen.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. As you see the day approaching, the only way that a lot of folks that are not fellowshipping is because they're not seeing things through the eyes of the Spirit. You see, when you're looking through the eyes of the Spirit, you see this day approaching. Amen. It's a terrible day. This is why we all have to be together.
The King is coming, Pastor. You're right.
Amen. We all have to be together and strengthen one another and love one another. That's what the body is because Jesus Christ is the head of the church. It's a local church, local body, but everywhere that body that represents the Lord Jesus Christ is a local body. Jesus is the head of that body.
Yes.
Praise God. And the ones that are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the name of our God.
And Pastor, you know, with our own body, you know, naturally.
Yes.
You know, our body, you know, it was trying to explain. Like our hands, and they part of my body, and my legs part of my body. They all important, and so same thing with the body of Christ. We all are part of the body of Christ. So
yes.
When one hurt, we all hurt. And one rejoice, we all rejoice. I believe that the body should be together.
Amen.
The local body should be together.
Well, the scripture tells us it's a many, many membered body.
Yes. That's correct. That's what the word says, Pastor.
A many membered body.
Yes.
And what happened is that, but nevertheless, it's still a body.
Yes.
You see, the hand is not on Fifth Avenue.
No.
And the head is on 161st Street.
No.
No, no, no. That's not how it operates. That where the head is, that's where the body is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So where your body is right now, your head, the it's head right there. Is there with it.
Yes.
Praise God. And all of the other local extremities,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that the body of Christ is not divided.
Right. It's working together. The body is working together.
Yes, it's not divided.
Exactly.
Well, it's just like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
All the components are there working in unison so that the body can function. As it should.
Amen.
Amen. Praise mm-hmm. God. So Jesus is the head of the church,
mm-hmm.
and we are his body. We are his body. We are his hands and his feet and et cetera. So the whole thing is that we must be together. But we see this day that's coming. And that's why we have to understand, looking at things through the eyes of the Spirit, we see that there's a terrible day that's coming where the body is going to need one another.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To be strengthened. One with another. Praise God. And Paul is saying there that, well, if we believe, matter of fact, we have to go back to 1 Corinthians 15 because
mm-hmm.
this is where the salvation
yes.
and the plan of God and everything that God said through Apostle Paul, that if you want to be saved or if you are saved, then you follow the inscript of what Paul is saying there mm-hmm. in 1 Corinthians 15.
Yes.
You want to finish reading that?
It says, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures."
Now, Apostle Paul said that which he has received.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that he didn't think this up. Somebody told him mm-hmm. what this was all about, and he in turn received it. Well, who could have told him other than the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen. You remember Evangelist there? The Lord Jesus Christ taught him while he was out there, gave him this revelation in the desert.
Pastor, Paul, out of all the people that was ministering the gospel, Pastor, Paul is one of the greatest teachers of the gospel about spiritual gifts, about he broke down in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, Pastor, Paul broke down what the body of Christ is. And all these gifts, Pastor, it was taught of him by the Holy Ghost, which is the teacher.
Praise God. That's who we all need. We need him to teach us. But when Paul was out there in that desert, the Lord Jesus Christ taught him about this gospel of grace.
Yes.
Amen. Gave him specific instructions. And he's letting us know if we continue in this gospel that he's preached, that we'll be saved because we're going to be judged by what he said.
Yes.
Amen. That's what we're going to be judged by, what he said. Praise God. And I tell you, it's a powerful thing there when we understand that God's going to judge us. Matter of fact, I don't want to say something that you can't find in the Word of God. So
amen.
Hold your fingers there for a moment, Minister Lord. And I want you to go back to Romans 2 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says that God is going to judge
yep.
the hearts of men.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Let's read that and see what it says, because you see, this thing is not anything that we can play with. And a lot of people are playing not with God, but they're playing with themselves.
Yes.
Because the scriptures are emphatically clear concerning what God said. And we receive what God says through his holy prophets and even through the apostles that has given God's word to us. Now listen to me very carefully out there that are tuned. Don't turn the radio off.
Amen.
Listen to what I'm saying. I know the enemy may tell you, well, you don't need to hear this, but the devil is a liar.
Yes.
And he wants to keep you from hearing the truth of God's word. Now listen to what the scripture says in Romans 2 and verse 16. Who would like to read that so we can...
In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
My gospel. That's Apostle Paul is saying that God's going to judge the secrets of men's heart according to his gospel.
Yes.
Now, we need to know what his gospel is.
Amen.
And his gospel, he's telling us there in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1 through 5.
Exactly.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to look at. What gospel is he talking about?
Amen.
A lot of people say, well, we're preaching the gospel, but is it truly the gospel or is it some man's preference in terms of what he want to tell you? Well, we have to say what Jesus said. If Jesus said he only speak what his Father tells him, then we should be speaking what Jesus said.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Yes.
And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen above first 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until his present, but some are fallen asleep.
Yes, a lot have fallen asleep. They have, in so many words, they've lost their way, because if we are not looking at the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then you're not hearing the gospel.
That's correct.
You're not hearing the gospel. You're hearing something else that somebody is telling you. I don't care who they are or how big the followings are. The thing of it is that the gospel must be preached. And even Jesus gave the instructions there. He says, go ye into, in Matthew
all the world.
18, he said, go ye into all the world. If I'm not mistaken there, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them. Matter of fact, somebody go, I don't want to misquote what we're talking about, but the most important thing that I'm trying to say to all my faith partners and radio listeners out there, that the gospel must be preached. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Who would like to read that in there? There's instruction that was given there in terms of in Matthew.
Praise what chapter God. Was that, Pastor?
Matthew 28 and verse 18, I think. Matthew 28. We have to look at this because I want you to find what I'm saying. Is
Amen.
That,
praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Take them to the scriptures.
Amen.
Matthew 28.
Invoke the word.
18 to 20. I'm going to read.
Yes.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Teaching them
to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Well, to teach all nations is,
Amen.
Is to teach them what the word of God says.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So we have to look into that.
And so be it.
Amen. Evangelist, so when we look at the written word of God here, that he tells us in terms of that we're to preach the gospel. And a lot of people use the word gospel, but it's, the gospel is good news.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
Glad
That's what the
tidings.
Gospel is. Good news.
Praise God. And the good news is that, well, he came to save you. Praise the Lord. Came to save us all.
Amen.
He didn't come, Pastor, to call the righteous, but sinners
to repentance.
To repentance. Praise the Lord. So we must believe in the death, burial, and resurrection.
Go ahead,
and that's
Pastor.
What Apostle
that's
Paul,
the gospel.
That's what he's saying.
That's the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. The gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Of Jesus Christ. No other name.
Amen.
No other name. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear when we look at in 1 Corinthians 15, we see that he says, if you keep this in memory, that you'll be saved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Now, that alone should get your attention there concerning what Christ has done for us. Praise God.
Amen.
See, and also, when Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18 there, mm-hmm. about preaching of the cross.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness.
Yes.
It's foolishness.
Mm-hmm. But unto us which are saved.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It is the power of God.
Amen.
It's the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we must believe what Apostle Paul is saying. Now, that it struck me to really come to this kind of a conclusion here, that when we look at Galatians 1, I want you to read that, minister, Evangelist Copeland there, in Galatians 1 and verse 8. Praise God. Because
1 Corinthians, what, I mean?
Galatians.
What chapter, Pastor?
Galatians 1.
Okay.
And verse 8 there. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Right.
It says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Mm. Now, he said if we preach, if they preach any other gospel
mm-hmm.
than what he has preached.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find out what Apostle Paul was preaching.
Yeah.
So now we go back to 1 Corinthians 15 uh-huh. and we see what Apostle Paul was preaching.
Yep.
This thing is so important here. People are sitting around listening to a whole lot of information, but no revelation.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to what a man's preference is saying as opposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The reason I asked for that verse of scripture is because I wanted you to read also the ninth verse there, because he dealt with man and then he dealt with an angel.
Yes, he did, Pastor. I'm glad you got to that.
Amen. Praise God.
But though we are an angel
yes.
from heaven, Pastor.
Right.
Listen, from heaven,
mm-hmm.
even an angel can be wrong, Pastor.
So if an angel come from heaven
mm-hmm.
and preaching anything other than what they have preached, Apostle Paul has preached, he said, let the anathema of God be on him, and let him be accursed.
Let him be accursed.
Let him be accursed. This is why the gospel is very important. And what is happening is that people are not hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to take a station break, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned on the
You're
same
listening
channel.
To WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Praise the Lord. We're back from the break.
Amen.
We want to continue to understand what we are talking about, because in Galatians 1 and verse 9, evangelists like to read that verse of scripture there, because Paul dealt with a man and then he dealt with an angel. Mm-hmm. Now,
verse 9 says, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, mm-hmm. let him be accursed.
Right.
Let him be accursed.
That's right.
So we go back to what 1 Corinthians 15, and we see what the gospel is. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. We know that is good news.
Yes,
I thank God that it's good. That
good one, news, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
That one came here to tell me about my sins, and not only to tell me, but to bring forth deliverance. If I believe
sins,
what he said,
mm-hmm.
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise
this
God.
Is why it's very dangerous to isolate yourself from the main body, because the main body is where the strength is. The strength lies in the main body of Christ.
Amen.
And every church that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, one should be associating itself with that fellowship, knowing that the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached or taught. Praise God.
Yes.
And this is what we all need. And evangelists, I strongly believe that this is one of the reasons why people are not being drawn to Christ. How could one hear the gospel the good news, glad tidings, telling you about your sins and that he came to save you, and then you reject him.
Mm. Pastor, Jesus don't send nobody to hell. You sin yourself by rejecting the good news, the glad tidings. Pastor, God is infinite. Pastor, I mean, God has his plan. He didn't leave us out of it, Pastor.
No, he didn't.
He didn't leave us out of it. He loved us enough that while we were yet sinners,
yes,
Christ died for the ungodly.
Isn't that something? And the most important thing is that we want to hear the gospel. Now, why would Apostle Paul say, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power?
Yes.
And he says to preach the gospel, praise God.
Yes.
The gospel of Jesus Christ, not the gospel of some organization or some denomination, but the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
That is where and what we should be listening to. And I tell you something else, Evangelist, that we must, wherever we're sitting, we must ask ourselves the question, is this the gospel or is it something else that somebody have conjured up to just draw attention to themselves?
Mm.
Do you and will you know when the gospel is being preached? A lot of people are dealing with personalities. They love this person and there's jokes and things that are being said, but the gospel is not being preached. What else can we preach but the gospel? What else can save a person?
Good. I was going to say that, Pastor. What else can save you from your sins is the gospel.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ now.
Yes, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when a person, and I'm not trying to tell people not to to listen to YouTube or whatever that tube is. But the thing of it is that all I'm saying is that you should know whether you're hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ or not. And if you don't know, this is when you can be tricked, deceived.
Yes.
And Jesus won't deceive you. He wants you to believe what he has said in his word to his apostles.
Yes.
So when you hear the gospel, why do you think Apostle Paul said that there are people out there that are perishing because they have not heard the gospel? And the gospel is the death. You can't have Calvary without having a death.
Amen.
You cannot have the resurrection without having a death.
Yes.
And this is what took place. And you can't be resurrected without being buried. So there is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is the gospel that we all need to hear. Praise God. We all need to hear. What do you say about that, Evangelist?
Pastor, I just was thinking about the testator. You can't have a testament without a testator, and that's Jesus himself, the gospel. He's the good news, Pastor.
Amen.
The good news. Pastor, nowhere in the scriptures say he was bad news. Even Psalm 34, verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and God is the word.
This is why our faith has to be in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In terms of what he did. Now, Minister Glory, would you go to Romans 6 chapter there? Praise God. We want to, you know, scripturally support the statements that we are making so that everyone out there in radio land that have tuned into the broadcast, that
Amen.
They can see what this gospel is. Praise the Lord. And this thing is very tight, but it's right. And it's only through what the Lord Jesus Christ
it's
has done.
Right.
So Apostle Paul was telling us, would you read, first of all, in Romans 6, and let's start at the third verse there, because this is where one is being baptized into Jesus Christ, you know, and not water baptism.
Amen.
And then you're going down and you see that his resurrection is our resurrection.
Yes.
Praise God. So when we die with him, we're buried with him. Praise God.
It says, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ
Thank you,
were
Jesus.
Baptized into his death.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
Wait a minute. So We were baptized into his death. So, in other words, we died with Christ.
With Christ.
Amen. This is what Paul's saying in 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. See, you have to die with him.
Amen.
And the thing is that he said that we were baptized into his death.
Mm-hmm.
Good God Almighty. God sees us as he sees his son, Jesus.
That's who he sees, call. Pastor, when we're dead in Christ. He sees
Lord,
his
have
son.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life.
Newness of
life. Mm-hmm. So that's the death, burial, and resurrection there. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. His resurrection is our resurrection.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Praise God. This is the gospel that we're talking about here this morning here. We're not trying to make the scriptures say what we want to say. No, we're dealing with the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He died, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and we rose with him in the newness of life.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that one? Mm-hmm. In the newness
Amen.
Of life.
Amen.
That's why in verse 5.
Whole chapter 6 is good, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
And that's why in verse 5 it says, for if,
go
here
ahead.
We go again, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Keep reading, sister. Amen.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin.
Yes.
Now, if again, we be dead with Christ, we believe that we should also live with him.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. But I like that fifth verse there.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says there that...
For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death,
yes,
we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
So if he didn't get out of the grave, we wouldn't get out.
Amen.
But the Lord Jesus Christ got out, so therefore we out. And not
find
only,
his body, Pastor.
Amen.
You can't find his body.
Amen. And not only that, in St. John 11 in verse 25, I think it is, mm-hmm. where Jesus was telling Mary and Martha about. He says, I'm the resurrection.
I'm the resurrection. Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? He said, I'm the resurrection.
Mm-hmm. And the life.
And the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. Mm. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
That's
yes,
Jesus
we
talking,
believe
Pastor.
It. Yes,
that's Jesus talking.
Yes, amen. We believe this because we are in him.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
We Praise God.
In We're in the resurrection, mm-hmm. the resurrected Savior.
The life.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. It is wonderful.
Only Jesus could say that, Pastor.
That's right.
Only Jesus could say that.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have people that say, well, like what Martha was saying. She said, well, I know that my brother will rise in the resurrection. Mm-hmm. But this Jesus had to clarify and mm-hmm. say, well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I am the resurrection.
That's yes, sir.
That's
and the
said.
Life.
Mm-hmm. And he that believeth.
That's what we have to do. We have to believe.
That's right.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
That's right.
Yet shall he live. I'm getting excited about this, Pastor. Yet shall he live. Jesus knew that if you die in him, Pastor, you'll never taste the death.
Amen.
You never die.
Praise God.
Never die. Praise God. This gospel, our faith has to be in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We're not here to tickle the ears of anyone or to make ourselves feel good sitting on a broadcast a program here. We're here because we are concerned about the souls of men and women. The Lord Jesus Christ Amen. Died for your sins on Calvary's cross. He did that in order to reconcile you back unto the Father.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture tells us that he died. Glory to God.
He died.
Yes. He died for your sins. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In if we look at Romans 5, mm-hmm. praise God, and verse 8 there, we see that God loved us so much.
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
Until he sent Jesus to die for our sins. Now, how does the scripture read this? It says, he commended his love toward us.
And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
He loved you while you were in your sins.
Amen.
So how much more can he love you once you get saved?
Well, Lord, have
love
mercy.
Is that, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Unconditional.
Unconditional.
Amen. And this is what the gospel is.
Praise God, praise God.
Unconditional.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is what the gospel is. Praise mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. This is the gospel of love.
Yes, it is.
Can you imagine for a moment that Jesus hung there on the cross of Calvary? That's love. That's where love is, right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. When he went there to Calvary for all your sins, mm-hmm. mine. Mm-hmm. Yep. He died there. Mm-hmm. My God.
Paid the debt he did not owe. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. He paid a debt he didn't owe.
Right. And he didn't have to go to the cross, Pastor. He could have let us die in our sins, but he didn't.
That's how much he loved us.
That's how much he loved us.
So he paid a debt that he didn't owe, mm-hmm. and we owe a debt that we can't pay.
Mm. Not one splinter on the cross can we bypass
it. Couldn't mm-hmm. do it. Thank God for Jesus. He died for our sins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Only Jesus. Amen.
Only sin. Mm-hmm. Only praise sin God. Is missing the mark. Yes. Sin is witchcraft. Sin is rebellion. Mm-hmm. Sin, Pastor, that S-I-N, that three-letter word can mess you up for life.
Mm-hmm. He gave his life. He gave his life mm-hmm. for
his
us.
Life for us. That's how what love did. Pastor, that love of God is so deep. I can't even express God's love. Mm-hmm. It's so high, it's so low, it's so wide. You can't go above it, under it, or around it, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
He gave his life for us. Mm-hmm.
For us.
Yes. That he might live his life through us. That's
through
what he
us.
Said. That's through us. Mm-hmm. This is why we allow Christ to be seen in our lives as children of God. I want to tell you out there in Radio Land, it's a terrible thing when you disconnect yourself from the body of Christ.
Yes, yes.
And when I say disconnect yourself from the body of Christ, I'm referring in terms of you not fellowshipping with the body.
Amen.
The body is where the strength is.
One can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight, passing a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. And guess what? Get a whole lot of us together, Pastor.
Amen.
So God did all of this for us so that he can bring us back to God.
Amen.
And he blotted out the handwritings and the ordinances that were against us.
Yes.
And contrary to us. He did it by taking it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Nailing it to his cross. He gave us the opportunity that we can look to him who is the author and finisher of our faith. That we put our trust in him. And only in him, not in any works that we feel that we are able to do, but our trust is only in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where it's all about. This is what it's all about. Our faith must be in Jesus.
Amen.
Not in the church that you attend, but in Jesus.
Jesus.
And when the body comes
together, our faith.
And when the body comes together, that's the body of Christ. Your faith must be in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him in everything.
Everything, Pastor.
And these are not words that we're just echoing from behind a microphone. We want to tell you the truth of God's word, because he not only died for the righteous, but he also died for those that are sinners.
Yes.
He loved us all. But he does not love the ones that are in sin.
Amen.
And the thing that love the sin that they're in. Right. He loved the person,
loved
but
the
not
person,
the sin.
He loved the person, but not the sin. That's yeah. correct. Yes.
And this gospel is so clear, and it's very, very soothing to the palate, should I say, when we look at what the scripture says there in 1 John, the second chapter there. We're speaking about the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. I pray that everyone out there in Radio Land, that if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you try to find a church that's preaching the gospel.
Amen.
And connect yourself, commit yourself to that local body.
Yes.
And stay there,
yes,
and really listen and receive the word of God. Amen. Now, there in 1 John 2, the scripture tells us that are born again, that we have an advocate. We have a lawyer that's standing in the judgment there on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
There. He's Jesus Christ the righteous. He says,
yes,
if any man sin, mm-hmm, we have an advocate with the Father.
Yes.
Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yes.
And he's standing there on our behalf. But I ask the question now, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, who's standing there in your stead?
Who?
Who's fighting your case there? If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm, as Lord and Savior of your life, you're trying to fight the case on your own,
right,
and you definitely will lose.
Yes.
Yes.
Because Jesus is the only one that can speak for us.
Amen.
As the lawyer,
he's
praise
the great
God,
high priest. Yes, Pastor.
Amen.
He's
isn't that wonderful?
He's the go-between.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it says,
never lost the battle, Pastor.
Praise God. And he says there in the
second verse,
yeah.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us his peace,
mm-hmm,
and that's why our faith is in Jesus, because he gave us his peace.
Yes.
Amen. He gave us his joy.
Yes.
He gave everything, all of the fruit of the Spirit there, peace and love and joy and long-suffering.
Gentleness.
All of this is for a child,
amen,
of God, one that believes and trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So to push aside the, mm-hmm, death, burial, resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to talk about other things, then we are not hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think that Jesus wants his gospel preached. And if we don't preach his gospel, we're preaching another,
yes,
another gospel, and God is not pleased with it.
No.
He's not pleased with
he
it.
He wants us to hear his word.
Yes.
His word.
Mm-hmm.
His word is what changes our lives.
Yes.
Through what he has done for us on Calvary's cross. Yeah. Praise God. And the devil knows whether when you are preaching the gospel, this is when the devil will try and cause a whole lot of problems for you. Because,
yes,
see, the gospel is what changed people's lives.
Changed the heart.
Amen. The gospel will change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
If religion can't do it.
Religion is searching for God. We know who he is.
Yes.
We know who he is. He's the Son of God.
Right. But we thank God he's long-suffering. We thank
long-suffering.
That's why in 2 Peter 3 and 9 says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
And all his promises are yea and amen in him.
Amen.
As some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering. You have choice. You have choices.
Yes.
To receive him or not to receive him.
Amen.
I'd rather receive him. But his long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
That's all he's asking.
Amen.
Come, receive him.
Amen.
Right now, the day of salvation.
Amen.
Well, receive his word.
Receive his word.
What he's telling us, praise God, through Apostle Paul, the preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, he's telling us that we should believe and receive.
Believe
for
and
as
receive.
Many, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to
become
the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen.
So when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What happened to him and what he's done for us, we believe that. So therefore, we receive it. And this is a good part of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Pastor.
Because
yes,
what he's done for us, he went to Calvary. Glory to God.
Went to the cross, yes, Pastor.
Gave his life as a freely. Ransom, as a ransom for us all.
Freely, Pastor.
Yes.
He said, I laid it down. He said, no man took it from me. I laid it down.
Praise God.
And take it up again, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. We cannot fathom the idea of what actually transpired there on Calvary's cross.
No, we can't.
We may have a glimpse of what's going on, but can you imagine for a moment that the Lord Jesus Christ, they placed a crown of thorns upon his head, and these thorns were so thick until it penetrated the skull.
An inch long, Pastor. An inch long.
And this is what he's done for you and for me. And not only that, he received nails in his hands and his feet.
Mm.
The blood was shed there for you. This is why in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul's talking about the death. You can't kill God. God laid down his life and he said, now pick it up. But the most important thing, when he gave up the ghost, my God, well, where did he go? He not only when he gave that ghost up, he didn't go up. He went down.
Mm-hmm.
Glory
yes,
to God.
Pastor.
Hallelujah. He went down to free those Old Testament saints there
that
had died
believing. Free.
And set captivity free. He led captivity free. Praise God. Yes, went down there and he brought them out. Praise God. But look at what he's done. So the all that didn't have a chance, because you, in order to be saved, you must receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Exactly. That is correct, Pastor.
So the types and shadows that went on, that's why he had to go down there, and he told them, Telestai, it is finished.
Glory to God.
It is finished.
Yes,
praise
Pastor.
God.
That's what he said.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But Pastor, before he said all that, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They didn't know, Pastor, that they was messing with the Son of God, Pastor.
Well, the funniest thing about that is that the scripture tells us, had the prince of this world known, he would not have crucified him.
Go ahead, Pastor. That's what the word said. He would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
No, he would not have.
He would say, hey, don't put them nails there. Get him off that cross.
No, he would not have done it.
He would not have killed the king.
This brought everything back to God, to
yes,
the one that believed.
Yes, it did, Pastor.
We were reconciled back to God through our Lord and Savior
Jesus
Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Love you,
Every
Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Worship
believe.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And there are people right now that's in hell.
Yes.
That are suffering because they rejected the Lord Jesus
the
Christ.
The gift of God.
And everything that he stood for and done for them on Calvary's cross. He gave himself as a ransom. He never sinned.
Never.
But the scripture tells us that he was made to be sin.
For us.
Amen. Who knew no sin was made to be a sin offering for
us.
He never sinned.
Nope.
But he was made to be a sin offering for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
In
Praise
him.
God. I thank God for the three steps that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took. Death, burial, and resurrection. Praise God.
That's the gospel, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
That's it.
The resurrection depends on the death and the burial. Could be no burial without a death.
Yes.
Let me say it this way. The death took place, then he was buried, and then he was resurrected.
Amen.
So the resurrection depended on the burial and the death.
Yes, Pastor, it sure did.
Because there could be no resurrection without the death and burial.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of the grave. I want to tell you out there in Radio Land that Apostle Paul was very clear in 1 Corinthians 15 concerning the gospel. If you believe, and let's go back and reinforce that 1 Corinthians 15.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he died according to the scriptures.
According to the scriptures.
That's the word of God.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Amen.
Nothing but.
Mm-hmm. You want to read it, Mr.
Okay. Lauren? And Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
It's just as simple as that. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you all out there in Radio Land. I thank God for the panel, Evangelist Copeland and Minister Gloria Ross.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for them being here with supporting this broadcast. And I just want to tell you all out there in Radio Land, listen for the gospel.
Amen.
Not for the rhetorical nonsense that a lot of places are talking about, exalting themselves instead of lifting up the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that will make a change in your life if you believe and receive him. So what we want to do in the closing minutes here is to extend an invitation to all out there in Radio Land,
yes,
that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to extend a blessing to those that do know him.
Amen.
So first of all, Minister Glory, would you just read that?
Romans 10 and 9, it says,
yes,
that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever,
amen,
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Praise God. So listen, I advise you out there in Radio Land, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, don't stay home. Find a church that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ so that your soul will be saved. And I also ask blessings to be upon those that know the Lord Jesus,
amen,
Christ. Spread the gospel. Tell people about Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you all out there in Radio Land. Until the next broadcast.
Praise him.
You have been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.